Hello, this is Mace Hara for the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the free podcast for medical sales professionals, and also the Medical Sales Channel on YouTube. Yes, this is a combined effort, so you could view them in either place. Today, my friends, what am I here to share with you? Well, I'm going to talk to you about something which is really important. How important? It's damned important. That's how important it is. Now, why do I know it's so important? Because what gave me the idea for this podcast was a presentation I heard from one of my great speaking buddies. His name is Lieutenant Colonel Rob Waldo Waldman. Now, Rob is like the ultimate guy you want to be around. He's a former F-16 fighter pilot. He's an amazing motivational speaker. You can find out more about him by going to waldowaldman.com. But Waldo was making the point during his presentation that, you know, in a fighter squadron, there's a lot of guys, and they don't all get along all the time. You know, it's just like if you're, when you were in school, or if you've ever gone to camp, or you were in the military, you know that you could be friends with somebody, but sometimes you don't get along, or you just never had the best relationship. Waldo's point is, when they flew into combat, and he flew around 40 or 50 combat missions, when they flew into combat, relationships didn't matter. They were all focused on the mission. The only thing that mattered was the mission mindset. Every one of the pilots knew his or her job, and their only goal was to accomplish the mission. So that's what I want to talk to you about today, your mission mindset. Now, my definition of the mission mindset might be a little different than the definition you're getting from your sales manager, and that'll make sense in a moment. By the way, I'm not telling you to disregard what your sales manager says. You should definitely pay attention. In fact, you should use your sales manager as a mentor. That's part of their job, to help you to grow, to help you to sell more. But my advice might disagree a little bit, so anyway... If it does, don't worry about it. If they give you any guff, you could just say, hey, listen, Mace told me to do this, so whatever. I'm not going to say what I almost said because I like to keep it pretty clean. So let's talk about the mission. If I were to ask you as a medical sales professional what your mission is, what would you say? Yes, that is true. That is true. I heard what you said. What you said is, it's about making the sale, right? Isn't that what you said? Well, yeah, the mission is definitely about making the sale. In fact, that's probably the definition that your sales manager would be thinking of, because if you don't make the sale and your colleagues don't make the sale, he or she is not going to look so good. So your sales manager wants to make the sale, and you want to make the sale too. In fact, that's your job description, right? I mean, that's why you're here. It's why you do what you do, to make the sale. But is it the ultimate mission? Well, I'm going to submit to you that it's not. That's not the ultimate mission. What is the mission? Well, if you've heard what I said about the information I shared from Waldo, relationships aren't really the mission either, are they? I mean, listen, we all know that relationships in medical sales are nice. In fact, if you've got a good relationship with your customer, it's awesome. That's what you want. But you could do a lot of business with customers that you don't have a great relationship with. How could you do that? You could do that by helping them to achieve their missions. It's all about the mission. Now, if the sale is not the mission, then what could it be about? Well, maybe it's just about making sure that your customers are really informed about your products. In other words, you tell them everything there is to know about your products all the time, and when they're ready to buy, they'll buy, right? You probably guessed that's not the answer either. No, it's important to inform your customers about your product. And if you know me, I never, ever espouse going out there and telling your customers everything about your product. It's really about very carefully and meticulously positioning your products. And if you don't know how to do that, I have a free resource available to help you do that. But I digress. That's not what it's about. Again, it's really about a bigger mission. So I guess you might think then, well, it's not just about the sale. It's not just about telling them about the product. It's about closing the sale, right? Close the sale. Closing the sale is important. In fact, if you suck at closing the sale, your sales numbers are going to suck. And your mission will pretty much be a wash. It'll be a waste. So closing the sale is definitely important. But ultimately, your mission is tied to the customer's mission. Yeah. See, that's what you do. You're really in a support role. You work behind the scenes. I know you don't get all the glory and all the pats on the back and the attaboys. You know, there aren't people in healthcare who are saying you're such a hero. Your mission is tied to the healthcare provider's mission or the healthcare institution's mission. So what does that mean? You know, in other words, you have to help them to do what they do. Now, does this mean that you help them to make more money? Well, you might. If you help them to be successful at what they do, yeah, they'll probably have bigger profit margins. They'll probably be able to take care of more patients. But again, that's a side benefit from really focusing on what the main mission is. So what is it? What is the main mission? Your mission, the way that you measure success, is by helping your customers to be really successful in one main area. And that is taking care of the patient, helping the patient to achieve his or her goals. You see, let's say that your customers' patients are well. So part of your job is to help your customer to keep their patients well. And if your patients are suffering from a disease or a condition, an ailment, an incapacity, then it is your job to help the healthcare provider, your customers, to restore the patient to wellness. That's ultimately what the patient wants. That's why healthcare exists. That's why your customers exist. That's what their job entails. And it also defines what your job really is. You see, if you think your job is just about the sale or just about building relationships or, you know, going out and delivering sales presentations, you're wrong. That's not what it's about. Your job is about contributing to the overall most important effort in healthcare. And I think healthcare forgets about this sometimes also. If you look at where hospitals are focused and you deal with this, I mean, a lot of times you'll make a sales presentation, you're having a conversation, and you're focused on the patient, and they're talking about, well, it costs too much, or it's not on contract. But you always got to bring them back to what's most important, and it's not easy. I talk about delivering value. The most important value that you deliver is making the patient well or helping your customers to provide an optimal result for the patient. That's what matters. That's your mission. If you build relationships and you have great relationships with your customers, well, then your mission is probably going to be more pleasant. But if you don't have great relationships with your customers, then you know what? Screw it. Don't worry about it. Go out there and get the mission done. Help them to improve the patient's condition. Because if you do that, guess what it's going to do for your relationships? Yeah, it's going to build your relationships like nothing you can even think of. Having a mission mindset is everything. Stay focused on the mission and stay focused on your submissions. But at the end of the day, remember, the reason you do this is for whom? The patient. We just passed the Labor Day weekend, and right before the Labor Day weekend started, I had more people than ever before enroll in Medical Sales Academy. If you don't know what Medical Sales Academy is, check it out at medicalsalesacademy.com. It is my online portal and platform for providing the essential medical sales tools that you need to succeed, including ongoing support to get your questions answered and to keep you informed about important issues that surface all the time in the healthcare arena. Enrollment's not open all the time. In fact, right now, depending on when you're listening to this, we just closed enrollment. But if you would like to be notified when enrollment opens again, send a text message, text the word notify MSA, that's N-O-T-I-F-Y, M-S-A, as in Medical Sales Academy, notify MSA, text that to 44222. Text notify MSA to 44222. We'll send you an email confirming that you want to be notified. Take care of that, and you'll have a shot at learning the skills, the habits, and the thinking of the top 1% in the industry. And as I leave you today, please remember that no matter what you do in your medical sales career, and this ties right into the message that I just shared with you in this podcast and video, the patient always comes first. Everything you do is for the patient. That's why your customers exist. That's why you have a job. And if you do that, you'll do some good, and you'll sell a lot. So right now, go do some good. I'll talk to you again soon. For the Medical Sales Guru Podcast and Medical Sales Channel, I'm Mace Harrah.